No, we're going to do this just like we did in rehearsal. All right? Let's pray. Father God, I give all thanks and praise to you this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. And Lord, today, as I look upon my brother and my sister, Steve and Kendra, what a blessing it is to journey with them in life. What a blessing it is to see family and friends joined. What a blessing it is to have Classic Grace experience firsthand today the blessing of a wedding, where vows are shared because hearts have been made and redeemed by you. And today, Lord, as Steve and Kendra profess their love for you, may their lives continue to reflect a connection that is made by you that would bless their marriage and their life. And today, Lord, as they make this representation of your love, we do it with grace and peace because the decision for us has been made. And now we continue to bless each other through the gift of your love. And Lord, today may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable to you because you are our strength, you are our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. It's a little hard not to get emotional this morning, and if we do, that's okay, because this is very much what God has in store for us. I want to invite you, if you would, to take your hymnal, the red book. Boy, my hands are really sweaty.
Mine too.
Are they? Marty, go ahead and lock that back door, would you? All right, we know. I would like for you, if you would, to simply turn with me to page 275 in the front of your hymnal. And today, as we're getting there, we'll take just a moment. And that moment, okay, I think we're there. Are we there, Earl? Okay, we're there. All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God before His church to witness the union of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. This is an honorable estate and blessed by God in paradise before humanity's fall into sin. In marriage, we see a picture of the communion between Christ and His bride, the church. Our Lord blessed and honored marriage with His presence in the first miracle at Cana in Galilee. This estate is also commended to us by the Apostle Paul as good and honorable. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into inadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes by which it was instituted by God. The union of a husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for their mutual companionship, help, and support that each person ought to receive from each other, both in prosperity and adversity. Marriage is also ordained so that man and woman might find delight in one another. Therefore, all persons who marry shall take a spouse in holiness and honor, not in passion or lust. For God has not called us to impurity, but in holiness. God also established marriage and procreation of children and all those who would be blessed and honored and fear and instruction of the Lord so that they would be offered and make Him their praise. For these reasons, God has established holy estate that Steve and Kendra wish to enter. They desire our prayer. They begin their marriage in the Lord's name and also with His blessing. So today, Steve and Kendra, what a great thing it is to know that God is with each of you. And as clearly said, clearly read, now clearly experienced, this is a blessing of God to be a part of your lives today. There was once a very anxious bride, not you. And this bride was so anxious that they actually had a rehearsal before the day of the wedding. And the wedding coordinator simply said to this young lady, think of the aisle, a long aisle. Okay? Think of that long aisle. Okay? And that long aisle that you'll walk up. Secondly, think of the altar. Okay? The aisle and then the altar. That's where you'll stand. And then just think of the first hymn that you will sing. And you know, the bride was so nervous that as she walked up the aisle and the congregation gazed upon her, she was saying, aisle, altar, hymn. Aisle, altar, hymn. Aisle, altar, hymn. You know what? This is a great guy right here. But you won't change him.
No.
No, no. God has made him. Jesus has redeemed him. And the Holy Spirit has filled his heart. to bless God and to love you. Okay? Now, grooms never get nervous. Okay? No. And you know what? God made this woman in a great way. Jesus Yes. redeemed this woman in a great way. And the Holy Spirit has filled this woman in a great way. And from that blessing, that connection, you guys will bless each other. Paul speaks in Corinthians. It's one of the most quoted, one of the most blessed chapters in the New Testament. And he speaks about love. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love keeps no record of wrongs. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not easily self-seeking. All of these lists of love. Okay. With all that being said, okay, the only one who loves us perfectly is the Lord Jesus. And it's from that love that this marriage will be a success. It's from that love that this marriage will endure a fallen and challenging world. It's that love that hopes and blesses us. And Paul sums it all up in that New Testament, but he says, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. So here's the only thing you have to remember today. The first is this, faith. Faith connects us to our Creator. And as it connects us to our Creator, it connects us to the one who is perfect. Because you know what? As much as you love Him, He's not perfect. And you know what? And know what? Your love won't make Him perfect. And as much as you love her, Kendra's love is not perfect. And your love won't change her. We must be connected relationally to the Lord Jesus. That's what faith does. Faith connects. The second is hope. Oh my goodness. Sometimes the world seems hopeless. But you know, Steve and Kendra have hope. Because hope is found in Christ alone. Okay? So faith, hope inspires us. Know that the hope that God gives is through the gift of His Son. That's an inspiration. Faith connects, hope inspires, and love. Love never fails. Our love will. Our love has many conditions to it. But God's love is unconditional. And He says, Steve, I love you, period. Kendra, I love you, period. So live in that faith. Live by inspired hope. And know that His love never fails. Okay? We continue on page 276. Steve, I ask you today, will you have this woman to be your wedded wife, to live together in the holiest state of matrimony as God has ordained it? Will you nourish and cherish her as Christ loved His body, the church, giving Himself up for her? Will you love her, honor her, keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to her alone so long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
Kendra, will you have this man as your wedded husband, to live in holy estate of marriage as God ordained it? Will you submit to him as he church submits to Christ? Will you submit to him as the church submits to Christ? Will you love him, honor him, keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to him alone so long as you both shall live? Then say, I will.
I will.
Ladies, this part's not in here. Maids of honor today, as I address you, as you witness these hearts being shared, I pray that you will keep them, Steve and Kendra, in your prayers. As you keep Steve and Kendra in your prayers, will you continue to pray for them, remember them often, and ask God's blessing upon their union? Maids of honor, if you will do this, say, yes, we will.
Yes.
Sit up straight. Okay. Do you promise to pray for this couple, keeping them in your heart and supporting them as you can, loving God and loving them because God has made them? If you wish to do this, say, we certainly will. Wonderful. All right, you may hold her hand. Okay. All right. Steve, repeat after me. I, Steve.
I, Steve.
Take you, Kendra.
Take you, Kendra.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death parts us.
Till death parts us.
According to God's holy will.
According to God's holy will.
I pledge you my faithfulness.
I pledge you my faithfulness.
Wonderful. I, Kendra.
I, Kendra.
Take you, Stephen.
Take you, Stephen.
To be my wedded husband.
My wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
Sickness and health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death parts us.
Till death parts us.
According to God's holy will.
According to God's holy will.
I pledge you my faithfulness.
I pledge you my faithfulness.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Almighty Father, you have generously created all things to serve and for our good. Send your blessing upon this couple who shall wear the rings of their commitment to you and to each other as a constant reminder of their marital blessing. Grant that by your mercy they may live gladly and faithfully in the holy estate through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Now, we've got to figure something out. Steve, could you help me with this?
Yeah.
We have rings that are beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and they're in place already, which is... But did you have something else, maybe?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. Oh, all right. As you place this on her finger, repeat after me. Dear Kendra, repeat.
Dear Kendra.
Dear Kendra, God has blessed me.
God has blessed me.
With a heart to love him.
With a heart to love him.
And a heart to love you.
And a heart to love you.
May this ring.
May this ring.
Constantly remind us both.
Constantly remind us both.
Of his love.
Of his love.
And our love for each other.
And our love for each other.
Amen.
Amen.
Now that Steve and Kendra have committed themselves to each other in holy matrimony and have given themselves to each other their solemn pledges and have declared the same before God and these witnesses, I pronounce them husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand and let's receive the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord loves you with an everlasting love and gives you the gift of faith which connects him to the one who is one. And may he give you the presence of hope that is an inspiration in your lives and to the world around you. And may faith, hope, and love, a love that never fails, come from Jesus to your hearts, to the entire world. As we pray it and bless it and ask it in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
It's my joy as pastor to proclaim to you this day that you are loved by Jesus Christ and that Steve and Kendra are husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Walahosky. Really good. You may kiss your bride. All right, now congregation, we're going to turn in our hymnals and we're going to sing our closing hymn this morning, Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow, and it is hymn 805, and the bride and groom are going to recess out the hall and then they're going to go right up to the courtyard area. And best men, where are you? Let me see your hands. Okay, God bless you. There should be a few more. Okay, God bless each of you. Maids of honor, let me see your hands. Join us all down in the courtyard to celebrate and to bless this couple. Let's sing together.
Thanks, brother. It's perfect.
Love you guys. Oh, praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.
Have a great week. God gives it to you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here, God bless.
You guys take it. Stylish watch.
Thank you.
Those are really good. My son just got one.
Yeah,
good morning.
Good job.
Hey, dear.
Good morning.
Love you, kid.
I'm still rocking.
I am too. God bless.
Oh, you did a good job.
Just for them and just for him. Thank you. I'll read that when I get back. Hey.
Hi.
God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Can you join us for a little celebration?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey.
Hey.
God bless you, kid.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
I'm not crying.
I'm not either.
I mean, I'm really not.
I know.
I have an allergy now, and I'm like, everybody will think I'm crying.
Oh, my goodness. That happens, though. God bless.
How's the fence?
Fence is good. We haven't quite released them yet, but it's coming. It's coming. It just takes a, you know what? Those dogs are great dogs, but I think all bets are off if a rabbit goes across that backyard.
That's what he thinks, but it stops.
It'll stop. We'll hope they do that.
Have a good day.
You too, friend. God bless.
You too.
Hey.
Good job.
Just for him. The Lord loves you too. Georgia?
I had Deb show me the pictures. You guys had some good time.
Didn't we have some? Tell her good morning for me, all righty? Hey, dear. God bless you. Have a good morning, all righty? Take care. Good to see you, buddy.
See you.
That was great.
That's fun.
Oh,
that
they're a
the
sweet
best.
Couple.
They are.
Sweet couple.
Hi,
oh,
blessings.
And also with you. Love
you,
kid.
You
We're
too.
Getting all set to go to Mission Central.
Yes. Yeah,
all right. Looking
are.
Forward to that.
Excellent.
Oh, I love you, kid.
I'll give you a shout.
Okay.
Nice shirt, my man. Nice hair.
Thank
That's
you.
A lot of product. That took some time, didn't it?
Yeah.
You bet.
It's sticking up there.
That's all right. That's what it's supposed to do. God bless. Good to see you, Dad.
Good to see you.
Don't work too hard.
All right.
All right. Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you taking time? Hey.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm taking time.
You do it.
Good. God be with you.
Mona says hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've been our prayers.
You do. How are we?
We're good. So far, so
all
good.
Right, that's good. It's Sunday.
No.
God bless you.
My dad's top of storm last night.
Did you really? Yeah. I know it. I hear you. Keep dancing, all right? Love you, Earl. God bless you, brother. You have a good morning, all right? Go get some cake. All right?
That was very nice.
Oh, sweet couple.
That was very
sweet,
yeah.
Sweet couple.
Nice.
Yeah, you guys all right?
Yeah.
All right, nobody's getting mean? I mean, everybody's staying?
Well,
no. Careful. Hey, thank you for being here. Dad, God bless you. What a great, thanks for sharing them with us. Appreciate it.
You guys have a
nice shirt, bud. You tell Dunham I said hi. Love that guy.
I sure will.
Alrighty. I call him Dwayne. I know his friend. I just call him Dunham. So I've always have. So tell him I said hello. Alright? God bless you, dear.
I will.
Alright. Thanks for being here, dear. God bless you. Hey.
Wonderful service. I love that.
Oh,
so
I tell
nice.
You. You doing good?
Nice service.
Just for him. God bless you, my friend. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for those bulletins and everything.
Yeah.
They all came together okay. Love you. Hey.
God bless you, kid. I'm good.
You doing good?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have a new terrorist in our house. He is wild and maniac.
Oh, what a sweetheart. What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
He's got his initials for a name. JC, he kept forgetting his name.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know what? You just love on him. He'll come around.
Yeah.
All righty. God bless you, my friend.
You bet.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Bless
you,
Mom.
It was really nice.
Sweet couple. Love them. Love them. You did good. God bless you, friend. You take care.
Thank you.
You take care, my friend. Good to see you. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks
you see my
way.
Friend Tom here?
Yeah.
He's getting ready to celebrate birthday. That's
Excellent.
What I hear.
Dad, what?
I hear you're celebrating a birthday.
Well, why?
Well, I don't know. Life is a celebration, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Tom.
I think so.
I know so. Hey, God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. I like the story.
Isn't yeah, that
on.
Pretty?
That's pretty.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
Very nice for the occasion.
It works out well.
Beautiful.
I'm going to turn this off here.